changing. Everything is changing. Say, ongoing changing. That's the nature of the universe, the nature of our being, the nature of what we know very well. And despite that we know it, despite this, encountering this moment, encountering impermanence, we often find ourselves resisting and denying this moment. All sorts of ways, viscerally, mentally, emotionally, resisting and denying this moment as is. We can call it self-centered clinging. We could call it and explain it with, oh, I'm attached to that, I want this, it shouldn't be this way. And yet, doing that has consequences in our life. It feeds and nurtures dissatisfaction, unsatisfactoriness, even what we can call suffering. Just basic Buddhist way of expressing both the Buddha's awakening and teaching of how to awaken for ourselves by first noticing what we're doing that creates trouble for us and others. And the most simple way to look at this life, look at how this occurs in our life, is sitting, is being present, is sitting upright, because we discover in the midst of sitting still, being still, being present, we discover fears arising in mental, physical, emotional, memories, thoughts, different aspects of what we can call resistance to the way it is. Resistance to what we think is impermanent and shouldn't be. Different ways that we refuse to be right here, right now, or to be, as the Heart Sutra reminds us, not born, not destroyed. That means no old age and death, but at the very same time, no end to old age and death. And for us, it's useful to notice it in how we are, the way the universe is right now. We are okay with changes that go in the way we want, quote, things, close quote, to change. We're okay. Not only are we okay, we're happy when that is. And yet, we also react when things aren't changing in the way we want or are changing in the way that we don't want. The changing is the way it is. Some of you might have noticed I'm sitting where I'm sitting. If you've seen the background, it was dark, it was light. Now there's sunlight. Earlier in the day, there was clouds. Before that, there was rain and it was very dark. All in the last few hours. Always this is going on in our life, whether so-called internally or whether so-called externally. And yet, greed, anger, sadness, happiness, wanting, not wanting, these keep coming up as we face the changes, those that we want to change, which do not change, those that we do not want, those that we have, quote, difficulty with, those are that we look forward to. Zazening, sitting upright, allows us to discover how and where entangling in our reaction to changes, as opposed to treating them as more clouds in the sky, if I use that image, how entangling in them creates trouble, and to notice how it occurs, how and where it occurs in just sitting upright, much less with actual events. In other words, not much is happening when you sit upright. There might be some sounds occurring. There might be some changes in light, but there's not much occurring outside. And yet, there's the opportunity of being just this moment. And there's the opportunity of noticing how and where we get entangled in wanting, not wanting, clinging, me, not me, should, shouldn't, and what troubles occur with that. Being able to be present and not entangled in that gives us the ability to truly see and be who we are, whether when we're sitting or whether in the rest of our life, or allows us to see how we don't want, aren't willing to create trouble with the events and our reactions to life. From the beginning, we are nothing but this perfect way. Yet we have to discover it for ourselves in order for it to have value, in order for it to put an end to suffering and harming in our life and in the life of all the people, all the beings, all the universes that we encounter. And our practice allows us to discover and taste this moment, this being perfect way, being this not born, not destroyed, that we always are. This, if I use the word, forms of emptiness, this emptiness of forms, which is this moment life. It allows us to be life, be the Buddha that we are, be in the midst of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that are manifesting as events, humans, animals, and all the other conditions of life, whether they know it, whether they're skillful or troublesome, so to speak, in our life. It gives us the opportunity, as we practice, as we're zazening, formal zazen, zazening throughout our life, is the opportunity to live as who we are, as who the life of the universe that we are part of, as the way that relieves suffering and harming and nurtures compassion, nurtures this gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate that we are. Thank you.